Good Thursday morning, beloved. Thank you again for inviting me into your homes as we're able to share these few moments together as we begin our busy day. Today we are in Psalm 113, and today's psalm affirms God's sovereignty over heaven and earth, and God's concern for the poor and the needy. And God's saving words for us so far this week have been praise and thanksgiving. So, let's begin reading Psalm 113, beginning at verse 1. Praise the Lord, you servants of the Lord. Praise His name. May His name be praised now and forever. From the east to the west, praise the name of the Lord. The Lord rules over all nations. His glory is above the heavens. There is no one like the Lord our God. He lives in the heights above, but He bends down to see the heavens and the earth. He raises the poor from the dust, and He lifts the needy from their misery, and makes them companions of princes and the princes of His people. He honors the childless wife in her home. He makes her happy by giving her children. Praise the Lord. And today's key verse is Psalm 113, verse 4, where the psalmist writes, "The Lord rules over all nations. His glory is above the heavens." And, you know, it's interesting that I really love this, because the way that the psalmist is describing how God physically relates to His creation is, I mean, it's not some fairy tale. It's not put in some, story type way to try to explain it to stupid people. This is exactly the way that those scientists who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ have told us how God relates to His creation, and to say that, you know, He lives in the heights above, but He bends down to see the heavens and the earth. And so He enters into our realm of time and space and sees where we are, what's going on, and how He can intervene in our lives to make us a blessing to the world around us. Amen. And so the Old Testament, even though it was written to ignorant people, God does not lower His standards. In some societies, like if you study the Hindu Vedas, they talk about how God used a fish to push a mud ball up out of the lake onto the shore of the lake, and that mud ball became the earth. And, you know, it's just, there's too many questions. Where'd the fish come from? Where'd the lake come from? Where'd the mud ball come from? You know, where did all of this happen? And yet God, when He deals with His people in His Word, He does not treat us as ignorant people. He tells us exactly how He did these things, why He did these things, and everything is just so perfect, because that's the kind of God that we serve. Amen. Let's pray. There is no one like You, Lord God. You lift my spirit by reaching down from heaven and blessing me with Your love. You are good all the time, and I will praise Your name now and forever. Amen. Well, that brings our Thursday morning together to an end, beloved. Tomorrow, Lord willing, we'll be looking at Psalm 115. Where the psalmist writes about that the Lord is the one true God. Until tomorrow then, I am trusting that our God will meet every need that you have, as He has promised to give us everything we need, and even has enough love left over to give us a lot of those want-tos. Amen. God bless. Until tomorrow then, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.